Boom. Just one of those days.
Ha ha! Remember that one song where he kind of laughs before?
No, that's POD, dude.
Yeah, that's right.
How you like me now? I said,
I don't,
boom! Here comes a
boom.
Ready or not? Yeah. This. Oh shit!
What? I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind such man. A classic. Sick aside without a sense of feeling, and this is how you
remind me. This is how welcome to the go to bed. I think you forget that we're doing shit. Yeah. You know?
I'm just like, while this is playing, I'm like, man, last time I heard this, like, seniors in the fucking garage, just six beers deep, changing a tire, just chilling,
pinching a tube on a 50,
getting pissed, throwing tools, have to. Fucking can't finish it because you gotta get a new tube in the morning.
Rims destroyed from the fucking shitty tire spoons he has.
No, he had good tire spoons.
Did he?
Yeah. But a Pelini was hard to change.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be sick, a Pelini with the Go to Bed Show graphics all over it. Welcome to the Go to Bed Show. Get your graphics on your bike.
Yeah, do it.
I thought you were gonna throw something else in there. We were brought to you by the world's best glove company, Bad Touch Supply. Guaranteed to improve your sleep, your looks. You could look better and race similar. I forgot what the fucking hoodie says on the spot.
It says, look superior, ride similar.
Look superior, ride similar, badtouchsupply.com. There's some mystery gloves out there for weathery days. We're also brought to you by Dottie's Casino and Liquor.
Dottie's Conspiracy.
Dottie's Conspiracy LLC. And Carson Raceway. Fucking got neon signs all on the windows. You can't miss them, right next to Ben's Liquor. Shittiest spot ever. What?
You, dude.
I thought you were laughing about Ben's Liquor.
Well, that too. It's just funny. It's like, I was just thinking, you know, I wanted to bring up, you listen to Title 24?
No, I can't really handle Ricky.
I know, you're a hater. I was listening to one episode, the first one I've heard. But, you know, it's like, I was going to bring it up on the show because they have so many fucking sponsors. It literally, every 5 minutes, it's like, here's another segment brought to you by this. And it's like, then it's here's this segment brought to you by this, brought to you by this. And there's an ad in the middle of the show, another segment brought to you by this. And I'm like, damn, we need to get some sponsors, even though I don't really want them. Mm-hmm. But then our fake sponsors, just the shittiest plug ever.
I guess we have two legit sponsors, like technical legit sponsors.
Which is who?
Bad Touch. Mm-hmm. We have three. Bad Touch, Reno Area Home Buyers, and Quick.
Reno Area Home Buyers does not sponsor this show.
They supply the space.
This is true.
They sponsor us, mm-hmm. dude. This is not cheap.
But they wouldn't even do that for a while. They only supply the space because we need that side of the room for another desk.
What?
Yeah. I had to pay for the room when we had it over there.
Oh, yeah, over there?
In the other room?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to pay for that.
Just until recently?
Maybe a couple of the last months over there, maybe a month or two over there, when we were, because we use this space all the time. So Wes felt bad about charging me for it.
Ah, I see. Because you still use this.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I guess they do sponsor the show.
I got to send a text back to Ben right now.
Okay, perfect.
Just missed my, that's a client.
Yeah, it's a good time to be texting your clients.
Well, it's a good time for them to call me.
Past work hours and as soon as we start recording.
Is this past the shop hours, you think? How late is the shop open?
Definitely.
Till 5, huh?
Fucking shops aren't even open for half the week.
Sorry, I missed your call. I'm doing my podcast for the next 2 hours. If it's an emergency, shoot me a text. If not, I'll call you back tomorrow.
I'll call you at 8 p.m.
Yeah, I don't want to.
You guys are still open, right?
Well, he called me from his cell.
Ooh.
Well, I don't have his office number. That's a good text to send, right?
Yeah.
Like, holler if it's like, you know, I don't know if.
I'm just trying to think of what emergency he would have. Oh, hey, for you.
Dude, can you swing by my house? I left my oven on.
Yeah. Like, what emergency? Like, in your.
Fuck, my Christmas tree's still plugged in. Can you.
For, like, that line of work that you're in where you're. Your contract labor for someone and you're doing media, like, what could the emergency be?
Dude,
get down here quick. We got a film.
They called me on Saturday when we were at the track. Super busy, but hey, sometimes you can, sometimes you can't make it.
That's just the way the cookie crumbles, dude. What'd he say?
Hey, stud, so sorry. Talk manana.
Yeah, not an emergency.
Rock on. I reply again. Just want to clarify you're not in an urgent situation.
Everything's okay, right? You're still in good health?
No, I actually, yesterday I posted the announcement for the Ridezilla guy, for whoever won, and it fucking, I had to hit post like 4 times. I'm like, fuck, my internet goes out again. I go for a walk. And my shit, it wouldn't post. Something was up. And then it posts, but the video that posts was only like half the video. I just realized it today. So it posts. It's like in, it's probably like 5 seconds long when it should be 12.
Mm.
It's all, what's up, guys? Congrats to Ezra. That's what.
And the winner is?
If I didn't put it in the caption, it almost did that.
Yeah. And then it would have seemed like you did it on purpose. Like, it's a cliffhanger, but it's way worse. It's like, congrats to Ezra. And you're like halfway through his last name and then it cuts off. You're like, oh, that was a mistake.
Dang. Yeah, I know. But Danny texted me today. He's like, hey, it's just, you know, it cuts. And I'm like, that's so weird because it went to the end hella.
Mm.
And I don't know what the fuck was up when I was trying to upload on. Maybe he was logged in too or something. Because mine worked on mine, on JP Films.
I mean, you already said you don't want to post for them anyway, so just keep fucking that up, and they'll be like, just film. You know, don't worry about posting.
Or maybe Danny can post or something, but.
Yeah. Whatever. You could post only if it's an emergency.
There's not an emergency post you want me to do, right, Ben?
Like, I crushed it yesterday. Did you see it?
Yeah, he sees it.
He's all, no, I didn't. You're all, okay, good. Because it was fucked up.
No, it wasn't fucked up, but you know what is fucked up? How many people listen to the show but aren't Patreon members? That's another sponsor of ours, our Patreon. Was there some banter behind the paywall last week?
Oh, yeah, over at patreon.com/GoBitPodcast.
Yeah, where you can pay a minimum of $2 a month to join a specially elite club. What's it called when people are like a cult?
Mm-hmm.
You can $2 a month to join the cult. Cult with a K. So sick.
Yeah, I think you could. I don't know if you could be a cult leader. No. I think people would want to follow you, but you couldn't. You wouldn't have enough influence over people to, like, have a real cult.
To make them do something crazy, like kill other people or something?
Not even that. I mean, I don't think anyone listening to this thinks that you would have, like, a killing cult. But just, like, we just got to get you into something that's big enough that there's a documentary made about you one day.
Yeah, he had a moto cult.
Just people that hate Ricky Carmichael.
And train harder.
What?
I just make people train for moto and hate Ricky. Adam Cincirillo announced he was retiring, and my comment was, please replace Ricky in the booth. I got like 200 likes on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Hell of people were all for it.
He's definitely going to get into media of some sort.
I think he'd be pretty
good. He's been doing it. I mean, he's hurt fucking 85% of the time, so he's a perfect candidate. He's had practice throughout his whole career.
Yeah.
Easy.
That is, and he's probably made a killing.
Oh, yeah. So continuation of last week, since they were blowing us up about the timestamps and shit, where they're like, it's fucking Wednesday at 9 p.m., still no show. Cole Murphy continues it as soon as we post yesterday, or last week, Thursday, 9:17 p.m., the show is back. Thought I was going to have to make a trip up to Pete's and gamble away my life savings / Sleepy Squad payments. Welcome back, boys. Tad, .. Guess our podcast is on hold. Feeks, I'm a high-tier member. Don't throw dirt on my name and put me in the same category as the $2 members. And Tad Meadows replied to that, fake-ass UPS driver. He said, keep that cart full of Amazon Basic podcast gear saved up just in case we need to fire up the Take a Nap podcast. Because they were going to start a competitor
for us.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
It wouldn't even be a competitor. It'd be just like a sister company because I got a good lawyer.
Oh, you could do the entity structure?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure. Mm-hmm. $2,500 a month. I'll run it for you guys.
Announcer Ian, he said, and before I forget, fuck Conway. I'm still laughing. That was a quote from me.
New merch.
Let's see what we got. I think we asked the patrons behind the paywall. We wanted to figure out who was the biggest dirtbag we have listening, like if there's any jail experience or something like that. Colby Booth, of course, responds to that, you know, as he should.
Hasn't chimed in a few episodes, but once we mentioned something like that,
he's in. Yeah. He said, no dirtbag here, just a nice guy looking for my next beer. 15 beers deep. Get me and JP in the car together, and you'll see some Travis Pastrami shit.
Why me? I'm not like a crazy drunk guy like that. I don't backflip off houses and shit.
Into pools?
Yeah, I would never do that drunk.
Speaking of that, T-Crit said, we should make the video of Colby jumping into the pool into a Bad Touch ad. I agree. And then he also said, 24 years, one run-in with the police and one minor consumption. Colby's off free because his dad used to be a cop in the Valley. His get-out-of-jail-free card has saved our asses a few times.
Oh, shit, Colby.
And Matt Robinson, with the misspelled last name.
Fake-ass baseball player.
Yep. Where'd that come from?
Remember the first black Jackie Robinson? That's what makes me whenever I hear Matt Robinson, I think of Jackie Robinson.
It's not Robinson, it's Robinson.
That's why he's fake.
Yeah, but it's spelled wrong. He said, oh shit, are we doing Dirtbag Diary? All right, I'll make it quick. And proceeds to write a novel after that. It says, skip class to pick up a chick from another school. Take her to Century Market off Wells and buy some cigs. Smoke cigs on the way down to the desert behind Damani Ranch High. Have sex in the back of the 91 Dakota on a dirty-ass poncho blanket I had as a seat cover. Then drop her off at Round Table where she works. Proceed to smoke weed and drink Milwaukee's Best with the boys.
Damn, son. That's a movie right there. That's a fucking top-tier go-to-bed Patreon right there.
The best detail about that whole thing is that bitch worked at Round Table. I don't know what it is about pizza places, but that's just like...
Dude, the fucking uniform shirt that doesn't get washed is so gross.
Yeah, just the fucking... Her polo that said Round Table was made out of the same material as that poncho blanket in the back of his truck.
Thick.
Yeah.
Coarse threading, low stitch count. It's not a good shirt or blanket.
And then we said last week that we might bring back the shitty Yelp review. So Brad Donati said, if you want a good Yelp review, I left a pretty good one for the Crunch Fitness in Sparks. Also would be a good place to prank call because whoever answers the phone is probably going to be a broccoli-haired retard.
Like a TikTok kid or something? Is that what it means? The broccoli hair?
I don't know. That's just any type of like modern haircut coming from someone that frequents the Golden Gate on USA Parkway, you know?
Yeah. I know he works out at a Crunch. Maybe he doesn't go to the...
Well, he goes to the one in Sparks for
sure. Oh, he does? Or did he try it?
I mean, I got his review pulled up right here.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. What is it?
He said, this was 9 months ago. He said, and he gave 2 stars, by the way, because... I'm not sure why. Like, the reviews should really only be 1 or 5.
It's a courteous. He's a member. Maybe he didn't want to go too hard.
Well, it just pissed me off because, you know, if he was like, I left a pretty good one, which means a bad one, right?
Right.
So I go to their Yelp page and I sort by lowest first, and I have to scroll through all of the fucking one-star ones to find his. So Brad D, he writes, do you love gambling as much as you love to work out? If so, this is the place for you. Not only can you work out here, you can also gamble on what equipment will be broken. And as an exciting side bet, you can wager on how long machines will be broken. Will it be a few days, few weeks, few months, maybe forever? About half of any machine in this gym with a cable is broken at all times. A lot of them have been broken for months. If they aren't broken completely, they make a ton of noise. Just poor maintenance and overall lack of give a fuck from the staff.
Damn. So, yeah, I agree. Why is that, too?
That's a one-star review. That's sure.
You can only hope it was a typo for tapping 2-1.
And the worst part about this review, so they have little, like, reactions underneath on Yelp. So you can useful, funny, or cool is what you can rate it or whatever. And the only reaction he got is 1 on cool. So he probably just thought he fucking had a banger. Obviously, because he remembers it 9 months later, like, I just fucking shit on them, and no one else thought it was sick. One person thought it was cool, and it was probably him.
He was frustrated typing that during that, too, you know?
Yeah.
After a broken, trying to get a good workout in.
Oh, well, just imagine fucking fighting trolls out at Golden Gate, USA Parkway, and then he's getting off, swinging by Crunch Sparks on the way home, and then that happens.
Damn, isn't that near, like, the mall kind of Crunch right there, right?
That's a Reno one. I think the Crunch and Sparks is over, like, at Legends or something, like, by the Best Buy over there.
Oh, I gotcha. Yep. Yeah, that's tough. Crunch. Hmm. I know he works out there. Maybe still? Maybe the one in Meadowood, though.
He should write an update on that. You know, you can go back in and be like, update, you know, people that like are chronic reviewers.
I don't think he would do that, but he should, hearing this, go back and
update. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah.
And then, like, just let the people know, like, hey, I stuck it out. that was 9 months ago. Shit's still broken.
Yeah.
Or just like, man, it's really turned around since I wrote this review.
What's your bet? It's still broken?
I don't know. I've never been to a Crunch Fitness.
Me either.
But I know it's like $5 a month, so.
Really?
Yeah. You should go.
I'm not driving up here for that.
But you.
If CrossFit was $5.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Yeah.
Fuck, I would love that. I would love if CrossFit was 50.
Yeah.
That's a lot still. But it's fucking 200. It's worth it, though, but I just can't. I'm not saying it isn't worth it. It definitely is worth it.
But it's just not worth it.
For me right now.
Exactly.
In my life, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not, I could argue very well that it is worth it for your health and everything else.
Yeah, but just not enough for you. The value is just not quite there.
It's not there yet.
Yeah.
We'll have to see. We'll have to see when the election comes.
Dude, I was just at the DMV.
Lucky.
Yeah, it's brutal. The public is just not doing well. You notice this?
Oh, yeah.
I think, you go in public more than I do.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's just not, people are not doing well out there.
There's always something. There's always something. I was watching, the freeway's all fucked up on the way here, so I took Virginia, and there's just crazy people right down the street here.
Homeless?
By Motel 6 there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, homeless or cracked out. There's just a guy walking around with a skateboard in the middle of the freaking street. You know, people are having to move around him and shit.
Oh, just in the middle of Virginia Street?
Yeah.
That's a prime spot for it right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right between the old Motel 6 and Heritage Bank. Always dodging bodies on that section of Virginia Street.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
There was this dude next to me at the DMV.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there for a while after I was already being helped, you know. He pulls up into the window next to me or whatever. And this dude just, like, fucking old. Hard to tell with some people, you know, if they've just had a hard 49 years or like a regular 68 years.
Mm-hmm.
Probably somewhere in the middle there, but just fucking covered in paint, just like working hard, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I just heard him like, yeah. He said something about like getting his license back. He's like, I just passed the written test. I'm just like, fuck. It's just like,
he's a painter, could be an alcoholic.
Well, I mean, it's just like, how much harder would just regular life be? I mean, you know.
Yeah, we could talk about it past the paywall.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but how much harder would just regular day-to-day life, especially with like a 9-to-5
oh, dude.
Without a license at fucking 54 years old?
Be next level hard.
And then he had to go retake the written test, and then they were giving him, I heard her say something about your learner's permit.
Oh, I'm like, shit. Damn.
Like, he's been out of it for a long time. This is not like suspended license.
Could have been a jail. Could have been a prison.
Yeah, something like that.
Now he's a painter.
Mm-hmm.
Think about this. The painter's key to open up a paint bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of them is built-in bottle opener.
The other side of it?
Yeah, like that little triangle part.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bottle opener. There's no use for paint. I mean, you could probably use it as something, but isn't that crazy?
Are you saying that that's why painters are alcoholics?
Well, it's just a high percentage of them, but so much that that's the regular normal now for that item.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bottle opener on it.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Hey, whatever works. Being resourceful.
When's Renthal going to have sprockets with bottle openers on it?
As soon as Ricky gets out of the fucking booth.
Fuck. Can't stand Ricky. I know he's seen my comment, and I know some people have.
Oh, for sure. That's all they talked about on Title 24 was fucking keyboard warriors.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of the show was just about, like, people's comments and stuff.
About Ricky?
No. I mean, that would have been awesome if I just, like, randomly, I was like, oh, I'll check out this podcast. And they're just like, yeah, and this guy was lighting me up saying that I'm a bad announcer. Sick. He comments on every one of my posts. I'll be like, oh, dude, that was JP. But no, they were just saying, just the keyboard warriors in general, just talking about, like, I'm sure some of it was the commentary, but, you know, the keyboard warriors doing their own race analysis, like, oh, this is what happened. And then that's what Villopoto was saying. It's like, dude, meaning him and Ricky, it's like, we're the best in the world. And some of this stuff, we have to watch it back like 10, 15 times to figure out like what was actually going on or what happened. And he's like, you guys can't even hold a beer and your Cheeto at the same time on the couch. And he's like, you're going to tell us what the race analysis is. I was like, yeah, good point.
And I would say, fuck yeah, I am. I watch it every weekend. You get fucking Ricky out of the booth.
Yeah.
He didn't do too bad this past weekend, but it was not what it could be with Blair and Bubba.
Yeah.
Even J-Law said that.
What'd he say?
He just was like, Ricky did actually good this weekend, but if it was my vote, I'd want Blair and Bubba in there forever.
Mm-hmm.
That's J-Law, too. Saying that shit. I'm sure Metzger wants the same thing too. The fucking godfather.
He's just stoked that the visors are magnetic now, so everyone can keep running his look every single round.
The fucking godfather. It'd be sick if someone I wish more people would get custom helmets like that.
Like what?
Like how Pastrana used to do like custom helmets and McGrath and.
Dude, they all run custom paint jobs on their helmets like every single weekend.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You're on Instagram all day long. No. You think that fucking Barsha has an Arai off the shelf that says Bam Bam on the back of it, or is it custom painted?
Well, like, I'm saying like the designs, it could be custom painted.
They're all custom painted.
I'm just saying like the designs, like, not, I know it's not a stock helmet, and I know it's like factory and all that, or special for him and Barsha and stuff. But you remember when like Metzger had the eyeball,
mm-hmm.
like a paint job that like that, or when Pastrana had like the glitter and like the weird like yellow spiral helmet. Remember that?
No, I don't remember that one.
He had like a spiral or something on his head back there, and it was like super trippy on X Games on the Suzuki, but it just was like it was a custom helmet, but not like.
Dude, have you seen the icicles on Barsha's helmet for Ghostbusters?
Okay, I guess they do have sick. That. But it's kind of similar to Rated. It just matches the same vibe, you know?
They don't stand out as much where you'd notice.
Yeah, like if it was just all white with a fucking black.
Well, that's what Troy Lee was saying on Gypsy Tales, is like all the helmets like come pretty sick now. Whereas back in the day, it was much more common for all of them to come like in solid colors and shit. So that's probably why a lot of them with any type of like custom job stood out more than they do now. Because like at any time you see anyone riding just at the track, it's got some sort of design on it for the most part.
Right. It's not black or white.
Troy was saying like a lot of the auto racing helmets still only come in like black and white. So he paints a lot of those for the rich dudes that like track their cars and shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fuck, the helmet companies need to just go back to solid colors and let people customize it more. That'd be way better.
Just put all the privateers in solid color shit.
Yeah, make them all wear black. No sponsors. It'd be like sponsors and then minions out there. Everyone looks the same.
That would be sick. Then we could know for sure, like, oh, that's a fucking lapper. Get out of the way.
That guy's an NPC. Out there.
I shouldn't even be out there, dude. It's fucking up the race.
You know how Reflex or like the video games, like the lappers, what if that was like how lappers had to be? Like
just clean you out?
Like Clayson, lap 4, turn 6, you're just going to go straight.
Straight off the berm. Yeah. That would make it more exciting. Instead of worrying about lappers getting out of the way, when you get the blue, you should be forced to try to clean out who's ever coming around you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be crazy.
You look back and you see a fucking number one plate with the red on it.
It's like, oh, I'm going to make it hard for him.
Mm-hmm. Fuck the comms in the helmet that they're talking about to make it better. That would be better.
Oh, fuck, that would make it way better if it was like in hockey when they're fighting. It's similar, like I guess you get to take people out, but like if you're getting lapped, you could do whatever it takes not to get lapped. Mm-hmm. It's like
don't winning. Put yourself a lap down.
No, the worst thing you do in motocross is put a lap down. The second worst thing is lose. That's how it should be looked at. To where people will fucking do anything not to go a lap down. They don't care if they're leading. That'd be sick.
And they get docked a position if they don't at least attempt to.
If they let them by?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dude, that'd be way better. Fuck, we need to call
Ricky, dude.
Fuck Ricky. Nah, I like Ricky for how he raced and shit. I like him as a racer. I don't like him as an announcer.
Yeah.
Sucks.
He's the GOAT.
That's why he sucks at announcing.
Can only be the GOAT at one thing.
Dude, if you're that good at racing and you're mentally way better and all these wins and battles and like the technology of racing, he was probably where there wasn't that many computers and where there was just all this cool shit he knows. And he goes, oh, watch this. You see, you know, what I think was, no, I'm not going to, you know.
I've noticed in the last couple rounds, he's gotten watch this pass right a couple times.
Mm-hmm. A couple
times. Because usually he always misses it. He's always like, watch this pass, and it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But he has nailed it a few times.
Yeah.
Last few rounds.
And then the TV crew also doesn't help him because he'll be like, he'll say a lot, we got to watch that back in slow-mo. And they never do it.
Yeah.
And then it annoys me that Ricky talked.
Mm-hmm.
And then, or he's, oh, let's watch this one. And then it cuts to the crowd like, dang, just let Ricky get one in there, you know?
Mm-hmm. Maybe they're against him too. That's why they do it. Who's ever's pushing the button on which camera we're being shown, He's like, we got to watch that one back. So, nope, fucking just a crowd photo.
That crowd shot was crazy on that one.
Dude, I hate the drone.
The drone?
The drone's the worst fucking thing.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, have you noticed the delay?
No.
It was like a 1 second delay from the drone footage to the regular TV cam.
So when they cut back to TV, they jump up?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And the drone is filming in 720p. Looks like fucking shit.
It is.
And they always do it on the start because they think it looks badass. And you can't even tell who's fucking about to get the whole shot.
Because it's the back of everyone.
And it looks so shit. Yeah, and they're fucking out of the stadium, it seems like. I know it's like wide angle, so they're not that high up. But they're so zoomed out, so they think that they're nailing this like really sick follow cam.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in 720p. Zoomed way out, and you can't tell who anyone is. You're just like Kawasaki. I was like, that's probably Kitchen. And then,
yeah.
And then fucking Lee Duffy calls the wrong rider.
Always, you know,
someone on the same team, but not them.
Here's the shot right here. If I was a freaking in charge of the programming, it would be some, like, let's say the start goes and it turns left.
Mm-hmm.
Right where you could, if you're at the turn looking back at the start, right where you can see the furthest gate on the right is where I'd stand, and then your frame is just as wide as the gates.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even zoom in or out. Just let the race and just pan with the leader. And then we'll cut to the fucking up top once they turn. Or if it's a wreck, you could cut to the wide drone or something, you know. Mm-hmm. But that first shot, every race, just right at the camera where they turn would be insane.
Yeah.
Until Deegan fucking messes up with Hammaker and takes the camera crew out.
That'd be a sick shot, too.
That'd be a sick shot.
But they always show the fucking side angle of the gate dropping.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they cut to the other shot that's like more zoomed out. So you're like, oh, I think so and so got a good jump. Cuts to a completely different shot, and then you're like, your eyeballs have to adjust over to where you were watching.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, that wasn't a great jump. Okay, now who's getting a good start?
Or just go in the bleachers just a little bit right behind the start.
Yeah.
And then they just come right at you. It'd be sick. It'd be such a sick shot.
There's at least 12 people or more in the stands that have a better camera angle on their phone of the start than what they show us on TV, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to pay fucking $5 a month for Peacock, too. I can't even get a good shot on the start.
I love when it's not the camera operator, but the guy, the camera selector, when they choose the wrong one, and he chooses one that's, like, still swinging around and, like, out of focus, like, on accident. That's so funny.
Which blows my mind, because I've been inside the trailer for Red Bull Rampage when they're practicing, and the guy who's doing that, at least there, is standing with the director of the event for the TV, and they could see every camera. It's labeled camera 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and then it's like what live TV is, what's next, you know, yellow, green.
Yeah, yeah.
And so when they go camera 4 and the guy fucks up, that guy is the main guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just like hit the wrong button.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like they're just like, oh, we'll try this one and see what's on this camera. Like, yeah, they definitely know which one they should be switching to, but I just like when they hit the wrong button.
Yeah.
That guy fucks up and it's like on one that's fucking pointing right at the stands and all blurry. Right,
and they go for the pass and the lead.
You're like, oh, sick. good work.
There's no race this weekend. I'm not looking forward to that.
It's going to suck, dude.
Next weekend, though, is the shootout.
Nashville.
Yeah, the shootout, but it's also the Chucker dinner, so I'll have to watch it Sunday. Mm.
Tell them it's an emergency.
Who?
Chucker.
Oh.
Or just get them to play it there.
I could, maybe. I'd be stuck on it, though.
They got projectors up with, like, whatever the presentation is that's going on. We got a projector in the corner with fucking Heat 2 on.
I just hope I win something at the fucking raffle.
Well, I'm sure you could find a way to rig that.
I'll pick it, guys. I'll pick it. How was the fucking track this weekend, bro?
Sucked.
You were riding it.
I need you to hold it down.
You gotta be right back.
I gotta go shut that window you left open before I freeze to death.
Oh, he's getting cold. I'm actually feeling it cold too. I opened them both, but I opened the window in the other offices over there, and it's about to snow out, but it was warm when I was up here. It's musty up in this office, dude. Second story, so it's always warmer. But Feeks is locking it up. We should get a blanket, get a pillow, get a blanket for him, huh? He's back.
Sorry about that, guys.
I was getting cold, too.
I'm back to keep him on track.
Before we started the show, I went and smoked. But I was thinking how funny would it be if I fucking... It's funny to think of it, but it'd be sad if I was a cigarette smoker. But like, oh, fuck, let me just rip a dart before we start. You eat your food, I'm going to rip a dart real quick. Mm-hmm. It's very similar to smoking weed, but it's not as bad.
Well, what you wanted to ask me was like, would I stop you?
Yeah.
And then we were like, save it for the show.
Right.
Because what you said when you started talking about it before we were recording was like, if you were smoking joints and then you slowly started dismantling cigarettes and sprinkling the tobacco or the cigarette innards into the joint, and then it just went more and more just full cigs.
Would you be like, at what point would you say, hey, you shouldn't? If you did say something, you might just be like, fuck it, like, whatever, you're an adult. Or if you did say something, at what point of the cig stage would you say it?
What percentage of your joint would have to be cigarette for me to say something?
Yeah, like...
It would be zero. I would love if you did that. That would be fucking awesome. If you just like,
I give people cigs. Their gloves at this fucking track. There's a burn hole in it. Ah, fuck! I'm all like, wipe it. Like, it'll be all right. Here you go, $30. It's all
melted. Yeah, no, it would be annoying for just like the smell and like the smoke and shit. But it would be worth it just to talk shit and just like remind you of how big of a fucking dirtbag you are. And it doesn't matter anyway because like. You would have to get sick of your own shit to quit. Like, whatever I said wouldn't fucking make a difference anyway. Like, if you wanted to smoke cigs, you're going to smoke cigs. And it would be more material for us to talk about.
Just smoking cigs, fucking chaining them at the track.
Yeah. That's where I'd be pissed if you were in and out of the van with a fucking lit cigarette in your mouth and it just, like, smelled like cigarette smoke in my car.
And you go to get gloves. I'm doing the register, or you get gloves. There's like ash in some of the
box. Oh, yeah. The fucking the tablecloth would just be destroyed after the first day.
I would never do that, even if I did smoke cigs. I do appreciate you letting me take a dab in there. Did you smell it?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. That's the best part about dabs.
Goes away quick.
Hella quick. It almost just smells like the flavor of the weed. Doesn't smell burnt or. You know, like.
Yeah, it's definitely different than, like, the smoke smell.
But when I smoked, when we lived together, you could tell, huh?
Dabs, too. You definitely smells, but it just doesn't, like, linger around like smoke does.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, I mean, you're young, you know. There's always time.
To what?
Transition into cigs.
I know. My papa smoked cigs at, like, 70.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll pick it up then. I'll pick it up when the Social Security checks come through.
You got to spend it on something.
Yeah.
We're not getting those.
No, I know that.
Yeah. Don't be banking on that.
I'm not banking on that. Yeah. I was told that since I was like 12.
Yeah.
That everyone knew that our generation ain't getting Social Security checks.
Yeah.
We lucky to get $3 gas.
When?
Went up a little bit, huh? Recently.
Don't know.
You didn't pay attention? Dude's over here cashing checks, dude.
Just, Dude, they fucking took me at the DMV.
Really? For what? Yeah. Why? Because it's brand new?
It's not brand new.
And four-wheel? Well, it's pretty new.
Yeah, well, I knew the registration was going to be a lot, but I had to pay sales tax. Because I bought it from a dealership, but out of state, so they didn't collect any sales tax. So they, registration, sales tax, they fucking got me.
Can you want to say what the sales tax was?
I don't know what the exact breakdown was, but the charge was $5,600.
Yikes.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. That's fucking...
I about fucking crawled over the glass.
Are you fucking kidding me? That's 2 months my buddy's mortgage.
No, it's fine. That's what JP needs for 2 months. She's like, who's JP?
That's fucking easily fucking a year of health insurance for the dude.
No, it's funny because she kept prepping me for it. And because like that legit does happen, especially at the DMV. But just like not forget, but they freak out on whatever the charge is. Not even that much, just like registration or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so she kept mentioning things about the sales tax. And I was like, I know. I was like, I know that's coming. She's like, okay. And then like we go through the whole thing and then like she wasn't gonna, something was like she thought was messed up with the title, like the way that they signed it or something. And then like she was explaining to me how it was wrong. And then she was like, wait. And then she had to leave a couple times and come back. And she's like, okay, like it's good. And I was like, all right, awesome. You know?
Yeah.
But they, I think they probably do get freaked out on like six times a day. But so she's always like every little problem, like she thinks that I was just going to lose it. But even when she was like, I can't do the title for it. I could get it registered, but I can't transfer the title. I was like, okay. It's like, just point out, you know, what's wrong so I can, you know, tell them or whatever, mm-hmm. get it fixed. And then, so I think she knew like I wasn't going to freak out on her, but she kept prepping me for the tax. And then she was like finally done doing it. And I noticed that she did the, the title fee, like to transfer the title was like $30. So she did that one first. She's trying to ease me into it, you know? And then
so nice of her.
And then she like does it and she stopped and like looked over at me. She's like, are you ready? That's what she said. And I was like, yeah. And she was like 56, whatever. And I was like, and she was like looking at me like I was going to freak. And I was like, okay. And she's like, she said something about like, she double checked it because she was like, well, wait, like sometimes it's wrong if they use the MSRP. And it's like the MSRP, I almost paid MSRP for it. It's going to be the same fucking thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, MSRP is like $59,000. I paid $55,000.
Okay.
So it would have been close. The fucking same anyway.
Yeah.
But I was like, did you think I was going to freak out about that? And then she like started laughing. I was like, I'm sure that wouldn't be the first time that's happened to you, right? She's like, oh, no. Like, damn, that fucking sucks
that just to work there. Or you should have said, hey, we locked up the one day before the fucking quarter ended. Make it 10K.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we hit our goal.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's all, what?
Doesn't make a dent.
Don't worry about it.
Doesn't make a dent.
That's right.
Public. No, I've been in the DMV and there's always, you can just tell, like, you could just look at some of the bays and someone's pissed off. Mm-hmm. And they don't really care. They just talk to DMV people like they're not human almost.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
This one dude I know that comes to my meetups, he works there. I saw him there. Uh-huh. He didn't see me. Maybe he did, but he didn't like want to. I think he's embarrassed that he works there.
Why?
I don't know. He's a weirdo. Uh-huh. Like he's been coming for like years. Like at least 3 years now, never has fucking done one thing yet. Still.
Damn.
Comes every month.
Damn.
And like, you know, so I've like talked to him a lot, like afterwards and stuff, and I've had plenty of opportunity to. So he's told me before that he works at the DMV because mm-hmm. I like know him better now. And yeah, he's just like, he's always, you could just tell the way that he talks. Like he's very worried about like sounding like he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Mm.
But he always sounds like he doesn't know what he's talking about, you know?
Yeah.
But the way that he like tries to dance around like the phrasing and shit, it's like, dude, just ask the question, like whatever, it doesn't matter. Like no one here knows. So like, cool.
When I was a kid, I used to talk like that around my cousins that were older than me.
Yeah.
Make them feel like I was as smart as them. And then it just sounded dumb as fuck. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you can tell.
And then I just decided to always sound dumb as fuck.
What are you doing?
I'm just trying to stay still to see if this microphone's going up.
I thought you were like trying to hold in a sneeze or something the way you froze up.
It's not, huh?
No. Are you spitting right now? Dude, how many fingers am I holding up?
W.
Conway. What? Just like, how you feeling, dude?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I don't know what was in that, but unreal.
Well, let's see. I think there might be a special episode.
Of what?
Oh, no. April 18th is Thursday. I thought it was April 20th on Thursday. Mm. 420.
Does it really matter with you?
Well, no, because I did take a dab before this.
And you do it every single time.
I know, but if 420 was the episode, I'd take like fucking 100 milligrams again.
That's didn't what the people want to hear.
Or no, I don't know. Remember on Never Forget?
Yeah.
That was all on accident.
Yeah.
Yeah. And who knows how many milligrams was in that one?
I don't know.
That was a lot, gnarly. I just remember being on your front porch like, fuck.
I mean, especially for you, like pretty high tolerance.
Yeah, yeah.
And for you to just fucking disintegrate into just nothing right at the 1 hour mark. It's gone.
Dude, what an epic episode.
Yeah, that was funny.
They would have had round two if it was 420 on a Thursday. But it's on Saturday.
Fuck, might have to move the date.
Be so fun to golf. Oh, yeah, I think my dad wants to golf on 420.
Yeah. Eagle Valley.
Maybe. That'd be fun. 420, though. Love it. Jake's birthday is 419, too. So that's a little double dipper.
Well, congrats to him. How old's he going to be?
29.
It's getting up there.
It is. Not really, though.
For him?
For Jake?
Yeah.
For Wheels?
No longer the fastest kid at Carson High, I could tell you that much.
No. That's damn right. Can't wait for May, too. April flowers bring May what? Tell them. Do you know it?
I do, but that's not it.
What is it?
What do you think it is?
I got it flipped. It's April showers bring what?
May flowers. There you go.
On the drive up here, I was like, April showers brings May flowers all day.
You were prepping for that?
No, I wasn't really prepping, but I was just thinking about it because of the clouds and shit.
Yeah.
But it's actually April showers brings May flowers. I got dope-ass flowers already blooming in my yard, though. Some tulips that are like kind of white, yellow, and pink. So sick.
Dude, I can't wait to see them.
They're going to be dead by the time you see them.
True. It'll be next winter by the time I'm down there.
If we're lucky.
Mm-hmm.
If my neighbor's house folds.
Oh, no, I'm going to be there next Tuesday.
That's right.
Yep. So I'll get to see him, dude. I can't wait.
I'm putting that in right now.
Oh, you didn't put it in your calendar?
I did. I could have sworn I did, but I didn't. Because then I checked. Yeah, I didn't. But I could have sworn because you said house next Tuesday at 3:30, right? Mm-hmm. And I could tap that nowadays and just create an event. And I normally always do that. and it just didn't work.
Yeah, maybe that doesn't, that like never works for you.
No, it does. But like, look, I remembered it.
Like 50% of the time we record, you're always saying like, damn, I thought it was Friday today. Or like, I thought it was Tuesday all week this week.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's because you'd never put shit in your calendar.
True. It's fun. It's fun to... I gotta hit save. Yeah, I do that sometimes.
I just noticed when I saw your phone that it wasn't off of there yet. The thing was still scrolling for the date.
I still didn't even almost do it. But it's fun sometimes just to...
To being your own boss.
At the track.
Just a couple of business owners shooting the shit.
Shoot, man. It's nothing like it. It's hard to hang out with people that don't,
that aren't entrepreneurs like you.
What, they don't have registered agents or whatever, notarieties or what's it called? Noterer.
Yep.
Is that what it's called?
Noterer.
What's it called?
Episode title.
Notarieter.
Notarieter would be another good title.
What is it?
A notary?
That's a person? A notary?
A notary. And when you need a document notarized, you go to a notary.
Should be a notarer for men and a notary for females. They want fucking equal rights.
I'll write that down before I forget it.
Notarer?
Notarer.
How you gonna spell it?
You know, don't worry about that.
When we do prank calls at some point, a funny line to, like, if we book a reservation or something, or like do something where they need my name, JP, J as in like Jalisco, and yeah. P as in pterodactyl.
Yeah, that's good.
So good. What else starts with the J that doesn't sound like anything like that?
You gotta come up with more Spanish words.
Is it only Spanish?
I don't know if it's only Spanish, but that's where it's pronounced as an H.
Well, J is in yump, and
the P as in pterodactyl is really good, though.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just like such an uncommon word anyway to like reference, and then so also bad that it starts with it, the T sound, you know?
Yeah.
That's good.
P as in Phil. Phil and fucking, what else starts with this P that's silent? So ad, right?
Like psycho.
Psycho.
P as in psychology.
P as in sinister racing.
I feel like with pterodactyl, like no one even knows how to spell that. And that's why exactly it's even funnier, where it's like, I didn't know pterodactyl started with the P.
Because that's, you told me that.
I did?
Or someone, I remember on the gym at CrossFit said it to me. I said something like Phil.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were talking about what else. And I thought it was you, but someone said pterodactyl. Maybe it was Chris.
Yeah.
And pterodactyl. And I was like, that is so fucking good, because I didn't know how to spell like that either.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. It's a hard word to spell. Can you spell it?
Pterodactyl?
Yeah.
If I wrote it, I could spell it.
If you wrote it out?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm a visual learner.
You can't just do P. What's the next one?
T.
P-T?
Yeah.
A.
Nope.
E?
Wrong.
P-T-E?
Yeah.
R-A?
No.
Damn.
Maybe. I'd have to go through a couple of variations.
But once you saw it, you'd figure it out.
I would feel confident in it.
What was I typing out? I was typing something out on Premiere. And when I was fucking rewatching it, what was it? I think it was something for Ridezilla. it was a word, and I was like, is that spelled right? Because sometimes you don't see words like alone or like by themselves, and mm-hmm. it just makes it look different. And I had to go, hey, Siri, how do you spell whatever? And it looked normal there. I'm like, why the fuck does it look weird there? And I just realized it's like not next to, it's like a conjoining word or something. You know, I forgot what it was. It's like announce. It might have been announce or something. I was like, that looks so wrong. It was, or winner or something. I don't remember. It was super weird. But have you ever had that feeling before?
Yeah, all the time. You're like, I don't know if that's how that's spelled.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you need like, I don't know what you need, but you need like some sort of, I don't know what the TV show would be, but you need some sort of show and then also a huge team behind the show to like get all of your ideas out.
What do you mean?
Like I could just see you having some sort of reality TV show that's just like about you with like stupid shit like that where you're like it shows you fucking typing with your nose on the keyboard and then you look up and then you're just like staring at that word like what the fuck and you backspace and like try to do it again and you're like what the fuck and then you pull out your phone and hey Siri how do you spell winner and then you're still like going back and forth like there's no way, like, you're questioning if Siri is wrong. But then I could see, like, you know, it would be like a TLC show. You know, like, My 600-Pound Life type show. Like, the same format, but just about you. And, like, that clip goes viral. And then I could see you just doing some stupid shit where you could, like, drop a typing course or something. Just as, like, a joke. You know, where it's, like... After you just get the most shit talked about how you can't fucking type and you can't spell, you have some like interactive course where it
improve your typing speed.
Yeah, but it's got like a camera on you and it's got like a camera over your shoulder to show your hands. And then it's got like an interactive keyboard so it can show the strokes that's being hit. And it's just you fucking being the worst typist of all time, but like you put on YouTube as like a 3-part course.
That would be sick.
Yeah,
that would be so fun. And then it's fucking me yelling at Ansel.
Yeah, it's just like it I mean the show could just be like about what everyone wonders about you, which is
what
like,
I do.
What you do and like how you pay your bills and how you are still self-employed just because like when they hear you on the show or meet you in person, it does seem impossible.
It does. Yeah. But people don't know. I do like how to, I will put my head down. I know when to have fun and when I don't need to. And I definitely
that's not true.
Yeah, it is.
You know when you have to.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
If I know, okay, I could work this job and still be exactly how I am, and they already know, everyone here knows that, like, I don't have to fucking get all PC or something.
Yeah.
Boom. With most of my jobs are like that.
Yeah.
That's probably why it feels like, what the fuck does this guy do?
Mm-hmm.
And what my hobby is my job.
Right.
So if I was broke, I would still go film.
Yeah.
You know?
It would just be like the most ironic fucking come up story of all time that like you have your own TV show just about like nothing out of the ordinary, just like about you and like how you make money. It's just like a vlog pretty much. It just follows you around.
Yeah.
But it would just be fascinating to the people on like you. It would be ironic because it's like you end up inspiring like a million people to like work for themselves. I saw this dude on TV and like it inspired me to fucking work for myself because like if he could do it, I can do it. But it's just you just being a filmer, but like also highly dysfunctional with like fucking oh, fuck, lost another day because my bank account got disconnected from QuickBooks. Or like, I lost 3 days because my fucking internet's out, but you still managed to do it just over and over.
Yeah.
Where like most people just can't, most people that even start business or like try to, like most small businesses fail within like the first year and definitely within the first 5 years.
Right.
And that's what's also funny about it is that like, even with all this dysfunctionality and all this stupid shit, you still continue to figure it out just indefinitely. And that's why it's a great show.
Yeah.
Cause people would like hate you, but also they're on your side to like, we're pulling for this guy.
Let's keep watching the show.
Yeah.
That's true. I thought about it one time like 3 years ago. I was like, man, if something doesn't work out, I could still film. Like I definitely know I know enough to be a filmer forever.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's this level or bigger, you know? And I think just knowing that has made me never worry about some of the low spots or something that that happen and the high, you know? So that's what helps me a lot, honestly, because I never panic, dude, you know? I've been down to like $200 only in my account and I have the rest of the month with nothing lined up.
Yeah.
But I just know in those situations, I just go, it will work out, whether it's fucking negative or something horrible happens. But at some point, it'll work out.
Yep.
2 days later, I got a call. Can we get a video? Yeah, we got a budget, $5,000. Like, boom, we're back. I'm back.
that's the storyline of the show. Just this roller coaster. And then just like, you know, it's like, ah, fuck, I'm going to go mountain bike and you go pedal and then you come back and then it's this, the fucking B-roll of you fucking burning yourself with the dab
rig. That would be a crazy day.
Just like, ah, it's all like graphic. It's all blurred out and shit.
Yeah.
And then just you like pull yourself together and then 12 minutes later, you're going to the smoke shop to buy another dab rig.
Well, I was in my boxer, so you wouldn't have to blur anything out, but you would see it's all fucked up.
Right.
Right there. Dude, I should have framed those.
Yeah.
That would have been fucking funny, because they're all, like,
melted.
Hard on, and, like, peeled, like, brown from it burning.
Same way the gloves would look when you start smoking cigs.
That's right. That would be a fucking awesome show, honestly. Yeah.
It would be.
Because then I wouldn't have to fucking say anything on fucking Thanksgiving. What have you been up to? Fuck, oh, you guys know.
You haven't seen me on TLC?
Yeah, you haven't seen me on TLC?
Big business with JP.
My favorite, you know how I just said sometimes when I get low, and then a few days later, boom, then I'm back. My favorite is when you get a call and it's just like, oh, you got $3,000 to $5,000 gigs back to back within 2 months.
Yeah.
You know I'm taking that third month off.
I'm going to say that's when we go golf.
That third month is done.
Yep. Yep.
That is
right back to
it. That's a show right there.
Yep. And then it's right back to the hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Just enough with JP.
Just enough.
Mm-hmm.
What starts with a P that's just fucking...
enough. Like it just doesn't make any sense.
See how high this is?
Yeah.
It's going up. Huh.
It might be a little bit.
Hella slow.
The springs are too strong. Oh, we got to do the free outro. We've given them enough.
Yeah. Shit. What time did we start?
We're an hour in right now.
Boom, hour in.
What else on this fucking playlist? Oh, that's not a bad one. Oh, I think we've already done that one.
Do Korn.
I don't know if we've done this one yet. I think we have. That's right. It's Moto Music.
Get your fucking goggles.
This shit is fucking... You got an MR2 helmet and Utopia goggles.
What are those? Yeah, Utopia. There's another one. Strap? Or speed strap? Is that it?
The one with the Velcro? Senior had those.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Probably made by Utopia. Ow. Fuck. That fucking sucked. Alright, you cheap motherfuckers, grab a couple bucks. Head to patreon.com/ go to bed podcast. We're gonna talk about some illegal shit against the paywall, on the other side of the paywall. We're gonna talk about invoice scams. There's a lot of shit. Fucking possible DUIs. All kinds of stuff on the other side of the paywall. So get some money and sign up, and we'll see you over there. Thanks for listening. BadTouchSupply.com. Get a pillow, get a blanket for you cheap motherfuckers.